Bent over his desk later that evening, Shaw perused the expansive list of directives his secretary was still busy typing. He'd called the poor woman back in to transcribe Catherine's notes as soon as he'd left the younger couple to untangle the housekeeper's story. In the dim light of his desk lamp, Shaughnessy tried to reconcile Catherine, the sweet-natured girl he'd met at church, to Catherine, the drill sergeant with her crushing list of orders. When Norma appeared with the last of the transcription, Shaughnessy gathered all of his notes and the massive Rolodex from his front office. Working late was never a problem, but he decided working from home for the rest of the weekend was the best choice considering the overwhelming to-do list he'd just been handed. The phone was ringing as he opened the door to his modest home. Shaw dropped the Rolodex and his briefcase on the coffee table before dashing pell-mell into the kitchen.
"Forsyth residence,"
he answered breathlessly. Voice cracking, Noni stammered.
"Shaw, I ran out of gas. All the service stations are closed for the evening."
With a grimace, Shaughnessy considered what continued involvement with the temperamental woman might mean. But he couldn't, in good conscience, leave Winona stranded on the side of the road either. Sighing, Shaw grunted,
"Where are you?"
The tension in Shaughnessy's voice was unmistakable, and Noni rued her quick temper. Timidly, she provided directions to a service station in Fairfield and thanked the taciturn man for his assistance. Waiting in the dim glow of a streetlight, Winona considered her options. The situation at the Double B had been in decline since the circumstances between her oldest daughter, Ronnie, and Bart came to light years earlier. And with the most recent spate of events, Noni knew that continuing her employment with the Briggs family would be nothing but a mistake. Still, how could she work with Shaw after she'd run out on him in a fit of anger? Her luck with men was intent on continuing in the same vein it always had. When the pea-green Ford LTD pulled up, Winona calmed her raging thoughts and approached Shaughnessy.
"Thanks for coming. I left a note on the car so they know I'll be back in the morning."
As he prayed for guidance, Shaw quietly ushered the contrite woman to the car and helped her get settled. Earlier in the day, he'd personally witnessed Winona's rude dismissal of Catherine and hostility toward John. And he would be lying if he said the situation didn't disturb him. Greatly. The short drive between Fairfield and Sonoma was filled with suffocating silence, and by the time Shaughnessy turned onto the private road that led to the Baumgartner estate, he was convinced that his high hopes for a relationship were void. "I'll return at 8 a.m. and return you to your vehicle," Shaw advised as he pulled up in front of the manor house.
"Would you like to come in?"
Winona asked, desperate to repair the damage.
"I'll consider it if you can give me one good reason for your behavior today," Shaw commented, working diligently to keep his voice even.
Mystified by the suddenly commanding presence of the generally amiable man, Noni blinked in surprise.
"I didn't want to share you," she grumbled. "And I definitely don't want to meet my husband's bastard son."
"Understood."
"So, are you coming in?"
Exiting the car, Shaughnessy looked up to the night sky for any sign that heaven had an answer. As he reached to open Winona's door, it was flung open, and the petite firecracker emerged. Uncertain and convinced that her chances with Shaughnessy had evaporated on the evening breeze, Winona clenched her fists.
"I don't need your help,"
Noni snapped, looking for all the world like a child who just discovered there was no such thing as Santa Claus.
"I don't need anyone's help."
Resolutely, Shaughnessy braced his legs shoulder-width apart, crossed his arms over his chest, and blocked Winona's getaway. Reminding himself to limit his argument to the facts alone, Shaw patiently waited until Noni realized there was no immediate escape. Leveling his dark eyes on Winona's bent head, Shaughnessy began.
"I should have been more forthcoming about the availability of the apartment you are occupying. And I accept that you feel deceived by my omission. You have my apology and assurance that it will not happen again." "You think more of my son than you do of me," Winona accused, shoving a finger at the broad chest that blocked her way.